Hey guys, it's Tuesday, Luke 24, as promised, is what we're jumping into here. This is the last chapter of the book of Luke, and there are several things in here, but I really want to focus on this story about the two men walking to Emmaus. Listen to this. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" So this huge news during the Passover weekend of this man who claimed to be God was killed, and they're saying to Jesus, "Are you the only one around here who doesn't know what just happened?" It's as if they're saying, "Where have you been? Under a rock?" Well, kinda, right? "What things?" Jesus asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it's the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." So these men are so confused about what's going on, and they've heard these rumors, but they can't wrap their mind around Jesus being alive. And so Jesus says to them, "How foolish you are and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself." Now, I love that part because Jesus is telling these guys, hey, this is what this Bible that you have, which we know now as the Old Testament, he goes through all the things starting with Moses, and he points all of the Old Testament to himself and how all of this had to happen. So verse 28 says, "As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?'" But they're sitting there going, "How did we miss this?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Isn't it interesting that when Jesus broke the bread, instantly he was gone, and they recognized that Jesus was with them the whole time. Think about this. Jesus is with us the whole time. When we're downcast, when we're confused, when things don't seem to make sense in this life, sometimes we just need to look up and recognize that Jesus is with us. As I said to you the other day, he's always with us. Remind yourself throughout the day, Jesus is with me. When you're getting ready to take that test, when you're getting ready to pay those bills, when you're having family difficulties, when you're struggling with a loved one who is sick or has mental illness, just remember to turn your eyes on Jesus, recognize that he's with you, and things will come together because you can always trust him.